Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, we will now be learning inside the bracha, the blessing that the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach gave after Hataras Nedarim, the annul of the vows, on Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Nun Beis. Traditionally, right after the morning services after Shacharis on Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone annuls their vows. And according to the Chabad custom, as the Alter Rebbe instructs, this is done using not just a Beis Din of three, but rather we actually have an Eda Shlema, so we have 10 Jews serving to annul one's vow. And likewise, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach, right after Shacharis, turns to the Rabbanim, which is comprised of the Beis Din Tzedek of Crown Heights and other elders, Rabbanim of the Chabad community, which are sitting on the dais against the wall, and the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is standing facing them and goes through the annulment of the vows. And after they conclude, so then at this point, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach thanked them and gave a blessing. And then, to everyone's surprise, after he descended from his dais, he then said a sicha, a short sicha, which was for a few minutes. And all of this was edited by the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach himself. Now, this was said, as mentioned, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so that would be September 8, 1991. Sunday, Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Nun Beis, again, September 8, 1991. And this sicha, the bracha, can be found in Sefer HaSichas, Tavshin Nun Beis, 5752, Volume 1, Page 1. Birkas Kveit Kedushas Admer Shlita, La'achre HaToras Nedarim, Erev Reish Hashanah, Hei Tavshin Nun Beis. The blessing of the Rebbe Shlita after the annul of the vows, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, 5752. Yiyasher Keach. This is an expression of gratitude that after someone does someone else a favor or something of that nature, so customarily the expression of thanking the person is blessing them that their strength should continue to be straight. And the expression used is Yiyasher Keach. So the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach said to the Rabbanim, Yiyasher Keach. Aksiva v'chasim ha-teva, l'shon ha-teva, mesuka b'sich klal Yisrael. May you be written and inscribed for a good year. May you have a good and sweet year amongst all of the Jewish people collectively. Un b'myuchad in the minyan hachi ikri, and especially in the most important, in the primary concept, and that is, namely, ge'ulo ha-mitis v'ashlema mi-tekef u-miyad mamish. The true and the complete redemption, literally, immediately. Ubifrat, as a zayin shoin faran kama simonim avdem, and particularly since there are already a number of signs regarding the redemption's imminence. Onhei bendik, fun divrei chazal, kama shonim v'deiris lifneze, beginning with the words of our sages of blessed memory, a number of years and generations prior to us, referring back to the times of the Gemara, which is some 1,500 plus years ago. And to quote the Gemara from Sanhedrin, Kolu kol akitzin, ve'ein adover tolui ela bishuva. All of the deadlines, Shiach, to come, all of the predetermined auspicious times for him to come, have expired, have passed, and now the matter is solely dependent on teshuvah, on returning to Hashem, or as they say in English, repentance. Un kveit kiddushas meiri v'chami admon asidereinu, hot mazbir given. And my father-in-law, the Rebbe, leader of our generation, has explained, as teshuvah hot menshenechu v'keton. The teshuvah we have already also accomplished. Un mishteit shoin hochein kulchem. And we are already standing in a state of, and to quote the language of the Rebbe Rayatz, all of you ready. And the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is adding that we'll already find ourselves positioned in this situation for a duration of a relatively long time already, in a state of all of you ready for the Geula. So the Gemara makes a condition, stipulates that time is no longer an issue for Mashiach to come. All that needs to be done now is Teshuvah. However, according to the Rebbe Rayatz, that too has already been fulfilled. And all we need to do is stand ready, and the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach adds that too we've now been doing for a while. Therefore, continues the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach and says, Zolzain, tekef umiyadi gyula mitis vahashlema. It shall be that immediately we will have the true and complete redemption. Unfun otem rega, zon ali yidin, binyareinu vizkeinenu gemer bebaneinu vivneisenu. And from this very moment, this current moment, all the Jewish people, and using the verse which speaks about the Exodus from Egypt, the original redemption, with our youth and our elders, with our sons and our daughters, Gleich Zayin in Eretz HaKodesh, immediately all of us will find ourselves in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael, Undort in Gufa, and within the Holy Land itself, in Yerushalayim Ir HaBira, in Yerushalayim, the capital city, Al Har HaKodesh, on the Holy Mountain, Unin Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. Bees in Kodesh HaKodashim, up until and including in the Holy of Holies, Vues Gefinzich, der Eben HaShasiyah Shemimenu Hushsas Olam, in which is found the special stone from which the entire world was created, and the foundation stone. Und die Kedusha von Kedusha Kadoshim, und Eben HaShasiyah Sheboi, and the sanctity, Holy of Holies, and this foundation stone which is in it, Verteke von Yad Nispashek B'chol Olam Kuloi, immediately becomes spread out through the entire world. As the prophet says, V'hoyo havayo lemelech al kol ha'aretz, and Hashem, Yudke Vavke, will be king over the entire world. Or to quote another pasuk that we say each morning in the Shira of Az Yashir, Havayo yimlech leilam v'ed, that Hashem, Yudke Vavke, will reign forever and ever. Nochamol, again, Aksiva v'achasim ha-teva, l'shon ha-teva mesuka. May you be written and inscribed for good. May you have a good and sweet year. That bracha was about a minute. La'achar shekveit kidushas admar shlita yarad mehabima himshich. After the Rebbe Shlita descended from the platform, from the dais, he then continued and said the following. This was as he approached the small podium from which he generally distributes dollars for a shlichas mitzvah, for a tzedakah, after a sicha or after mincha mayriv. So it's an unusual place for a sicha to be said. And all of a sudden, as the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach reached that point, he continued and then for a few minutes said the following. Der kumendike nayer yor, the upcoming new year, is a shana mishuleshes, is a threefold, triple year. Velcha hot ashlemes mishuleshes, which has a threefold, a triple perfection to it, completion. Ayorin velchen es kumen zusammen drayin yonim fun shlemus. This is a year, referring to the year 57, 52. This is a year in which three themes of shlemus, of perfection, of completion, come together. And these three are not dependent one on the other. They're all individual. And in other years, you can have one of these three without the others. And yet, what's special and unique about this coming year is we have all three independent shleimusin coinciding and coming together. And they are Aleph, A, the shleimus fun shnas ha'ibur, the completion and the perfection of it being a Jewish leap year. And on that, footnote 7, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references a whole list of letters, Mikhtovim Kloliim, general letters written to the entire Jewish nation, in which he explains the uniqueness and what is so special about a Shana Shnasa Ibur, about a leap year. In Velcher, as Kum Tzu, Achedesh Ayud Gimel, in which there is an additional 13th month, that is what a Jewish leap year is, that we add an entire month, and that is the 13th month. According to the Torah, the first month is Nisan, and therefore the last month is Adar, so there's a 13th month, so there's a second Adar. Und der Jahr wird angerufen Shana Tmima, and this year is referred to as a complete year. This expression of Shana Tmima, as is referenced in footnote 8, beginning with Chumash and the Mishnah and the Rambam and so forth, is a term used for a complete or a full year, meaning that it has 13 months as opposed to a regular year of 12 months. So that is something very special, and it's a certain shlemus of tmimus that otherwise a regular year, a shana pshuta, does not have. Beis, B. Die shlemus von dem was chedesh cheshven un chedesh kislev, die zwei chadoshim in yor, welche kennen sein chaseirim, shel choftes yoim, oder meleim, shel lamed yoim, seinen beide meleim. Another point to this year, a shlemus, is that both months of Cheshvan as well as Kislev, which these two months are the only ones on the Jewish calendar which optimally they could be either one or both, can be what's called a lacking month, an incomplete month, if you will, called Chedesh Chaser, which means that it has 29 days as opposed to 30. Or it could be a month which is a Chodesh Mole, a complete full month, which is 30 days as opposed to 29 days. All the other months on the Jewish calendar, the way that we now have our set calendar, is that certain months always have 29 days and certain months always have 30 days. However, the exception is these two months of the year, Cheshvan and Kislev, that sometimes they're both 29, sometimes one will be 29, one will have, as in this year, both of them are full months and contain 30 days each. Tzvei chadashim leim, kiflaim lesushia. Two complete months, and this again is an expression that we're using. It's a pasuk in Iyov, and the Medrash explains that this is what's special and unique about the giving of the Torah, with the second set of tablets, that it's double strength and it's double salvation, and it's a very, very special concept, not just two times but manyfold more. That is expressed by double. So both months are full months. Vostemolt verter yor ongerufen shlema. That then in that case, if both months of Cheshvan and Kislev have 30 days, then the year is referred to as a Shana Shlema, a complete year, a full year. And this would be the case even if it was not a leap year, but even if it only had 12 months, it's still called a Shana Shlema. So far, because of the first point, this year is a Shana Tmima, because it has a 13th month. And that would be the case even if Cheshvan and or Kislev only had 29 days. And then in addition to that, this year is a Shana Shlema, a full complete year, because both Cheshvan and Kislev have 30 days, and that would be the case even if it were not to be a leap year, but it would be a regular year of 12 months. Gimel, C. Der erster Tag Pesach kommt uis b'yom HaShabbos. The first day of Pesach this coming year, of in 6 months from now, in 57-52, is on the day of Shabbos. Vos demolt hat man die Schlemus in Sfiras HaOmer, that then, whenever the first day of Pesach falls out to be on Shabbos, then we have the completion when it comes to the counting, the mitzvah of the counting of the days of the Omer. As das hebt sich an, mimacheras HaShabbos, eich kipshutoi. Then it begins, to quote the verse from Parshas Emor, where it gives us the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, so it says, on the morrow of the Sabbath. Now that means, on the day after the day of resting. And it's referring to the first day of Pesach, which no matter what day of the week it is, we are to rest and refrain from doing most melachos, most forbidden things on Shabbos, and in this case Yom Tov. And therefore the next day is called Machras HaShabbos. So therefore, when the first day of Pesach is Shabbos, so Sfiras HaOmer begins on the next day, and therefore it's also Mimachras HaShabbos in the most literal sense, the day after Shabbos. Footnote 14, in addition to the meaning that it's Mimachras HaYom Tov, like our Chachamim teach us in the Gemara. Was demolt seinen die Sheva Shabbos ist Mimois, that at that point you then have the 7 weeks of completion. So the Pasuk is saying 7 perfect weeks. Sheva Shabbos ist Tmimois. Tmimois kesheishis imevreshis. They are to be complete and perfect like the 6 days of creation, going back to the beginning of creation, meaning a full cycle of 7 days. Shemaschilois be'echot b'Shabbos, which begin on the first day of the week, Sunday, u'misaymois b'Shabbos, and the seventh day, they conclude each week with Shabbos, via state in Medrash, as the Medrash tells us. So although we, of course, fulfill this mitzvah every year, regardless of what day we begin Sfiras HaOmer, and we always have 7 complete weeks, and the first day that we count Sfira would be the first day of the week, whatever day it is, and then 7 days later is the end of the first week, and the next day begin the second week. However, there's something very special and very unique when it falls out that it isn't just 7 weeks, but that it's 7 perfect weeks, meaning always beginning on Sunday and ending on Shabbos. And that is the case in this coming year, that the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. We begin counting Sfiras HaOmer on Motzei Shabbos, which is Sunday, and the first week ends on Shabbos, second week begins on Sunday, ends on Shabbos, and so on. Unindem nayem yor kumen zusammen alle drei Shleimusen. And in this new upcoming year, all of these 3 themes of perfection all come together and coincide. Saidi Shleimus von Mispar Hechadoshim Shnaso Ibur. We have the perfection, the completion of the number of months. It is, as we said, a Jewish leap year. Saidi Shleimus von Mispar Hayomim in Chadoshim Tzvei Chadoshim Leim. We also have the completion, the perfection of the number of days possible in the months. We have 2 months which are complete with 30 days. B'meile kumtuis as der yor hotisame mereste teg for sumusin, coming together. It comes out automatically that this upcoming year has absolutely the most possible days that a Jewish calendar year can contain. Zayindik Ashana Tmima Una Shana Shlema, because it is, as we said, a Shana Tmima, meaning that it's a leap year of 13, and it's a Shana Shlema, meaning both Cheshvan and Kislev have 30 days each. Ashnasa Ibur in Velcher Chedesh Cheshvan and Kislev Zayin and Mileim. Und sei die Shleimus von die Shabbos ist Tmimois. And in addition to that, we have the third Shleimus, that we have all 7 perfect complete weeks, in a sense of beginning at the beginning of the week, Sunday, and completing themselves on Shabbos. Mitvelche sis farbunden havoas shtei halechem, with which is associated the mitzvah of bringing the special carbon, which consists of the 2 loaves, which is brought on Shavuos, und die andere Karbonas von Chag HaShavuos, and the other sacrifices that we bring on the festival of Shavuos after we complete 7 full weeks of counting. And Shavuos is, of course, Zman Matan Teirasenu, the time of the giving of our Teirah. Vos is verbunden eich mit Teirah Chadosha meiti teitze, which is also associated with the concept of a new Teirah, new dimensions in Teirah, from within me will come out, will come forth. And the reference to this is a pasuk in Yeshaya 51:4 and the Medrash on that. Meaning to say that by Moshiach, Hashem himself is going to reveal to us deepest secrets of the Torah, which were never able to be revealed. And this, of course, is connected to Chag HaShavuos, because the entire Torah, including this Torah Chadasha, was already given to us on Shavuos. V'oid v'hu ha'ikar. And furthermore, and this is the primary point, as the Shleimus Mishuleshes Fundemnayim Yor, that this completion and perfection, the threefold perfection of this new year coming up, Kitsu Noch Merkeach as Teikef Umiad Mamish, adds even more strength, that immediately, literally immediately, Noch Bitchilas Hashana, yet in the very beginning of the year, we should already merit all matters of completion and perfection, including the concept of the new Torah which will emanate from within me, and that is because literally, immediately, the true and complete redemption comes. Untekef umiyad mamish is menzoiche, and literally immediately we merit to aksiva vachasima teva begalui, to be written and inscribed for good in a revealed way, lecholechot vaachas v'seich klal Yisrael, to every single individual Jew amongst the entire Jewish nation, lishana teva umesuka, to have a good, sweet new year. At this point, we now will continue with learning the bracha, which is actually an entire sicha. It's a talk that the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach gave in response to receiving the Pan Klali. So just briefly, by way of introduction, for generations, customarily, Jews come on Erev Rosh Hashanah to the tzaddik, to the Rebbe, and they give him what's known as a pidyon nefesh, or briefly by the acronym, simply pan, which means an exchange, a redemption of one's soul, of one's life, where customarily the person puts down their name and their mother's name with a request that the Rebbe should evoke mercy from on high for this person and grant them whatever they need, complete forgiveness, mercy, and ultimately give them life and a good life and grant them a successful and a good, sweet new year. And the person encloses money, which is in a sense not just tzedakah, but by giving this money to the tzaddik, so then the person is exchanging, if you will, themselves with this amount of money, whatever it may be. It is symbolic, and there is no set amount that it needs to be. One can write a pan at any given time. One of the main times to write a pan traditionally throughout the generations is, as mentioned, of course, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we are going into the new year and we're about to be judged and we are about to be granted our good and blessed and sweet new year. So this is the approach. One also goes to the resting place, to the kever, to the tziyun, to the oihel of a tzaddik, of a rebbe, and gives a pan there, reads the pan, places the pan there. It's basically a petition for life. And throughout the years, traditionally this is what was done throughout the generations. As a Jew comes into the Yechidus, into private audience, or it comes over to his Rebbe, he gives him the pan with the money for the pan. In the early years of the leadership of the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach, particularly the very first year, so the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach would generally go to the oyel of his predecessor, of the Rebbe Rayatz, every Erev Reish Chodesh. And before he would go, he would receive pan from people. Whoever wanted to give would be able to hand the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach a pan. And officially, he was, so to say, this is before he accepted the role of leadership of being a Rebbe in a revealed way. So officially, he was merely delivering it to what he would call the Rebbe, which is the his predecessor and father-in-law, the Rebbe Rayatz. And he would bring the Pidyonis there. And from then on, throughout all the years of his leadership, probably the most common, most standard answer is Azkir Alatziyun. I will mention it at the resting place of my father-in-law. And these Pidyonis, the Panim, would be brought there, and whatever Rebbe does. At times, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach says that, especially during that first year, he mentions in a number of places that he would also, or instead, take it into the room of the Rebbe Rayatz, and he would read it there. So there are various different things done. Basically, a pan is a Rebbe-sha thing. This is something which a Rebbe does and deals with, how he does, whether he reads it there, whether he tears it up in a certain way and leaves it there, brings it back. These are things which I think are beyond us, and these are things that, as I said, are Rebbe-sha things. At any rate, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Chassidim deliver a pan. Now, of course, besides delivering it oneself to an oyel of a tzaddik, surely the chassid wants to give it to the current living Rebbe and hand him the pan. And what he does with it is, so to say, his business. So, throughout the years, give a pan on Erev Rosh Hashanah to the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach Shlita. They hand him a pan. And what he does with those pidyonis is, again, his business. But we know that once we gave him the pan, it has been taken care of, and that's all we need to do. And it used to be that in the same envelope, you would put in, as mentioned earlier, dmei pan, the money for the pidyon nefesh. It came to a certain point where, simply for convenience, especially since right before Yom Tov, the money had to be taken out and separated, because the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach has with him in Shul, on the Bima, on the Shulchan, where he's blowing tkiyas, packages of presumably many of these panim. So the money would be separated right before Yom Tov. So one year, it was announced by the secretariat of the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach that the pan and the money should be given in two separate envelopes. And from then on, that is the custom, that the Chassidim come and you give the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach your pan, and the money is separate. So much for the concept of a pan, or pidyon nefesh. In addition to that, there's something known as a pan klali, a general pidyon nefesh, which is written on behalf of Klal Yisrael, all of the Jewish people, and it is a petition for life and for all good things. It is given to and on behalf of the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach himself. And Elder Hasidim come together and they hand this pan on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they give it to the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach. And in that pan, which is signed only traditionally by heads of households, each individual head of a household, married individuals, sign it, and each one gives again a certain amount of money as the meipan. Then when this is handed to the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach, it is basically petitioning that all of these people should be granted a good, sweet year. And also asking the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach for himself, as it were. Now, throughout the years, the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach would generally respond usual words. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is filing by, personally handing their pan besides this pan. But then, in most recent years, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach would respond a bit more at length in giving a bracha to the recipient upon receiving this pan, and oftentimes even said that all those that signed and all those that should have or didn't sign, and on behalf of everyone, and these people that signed in a sense are representing all of Klal Yisrael that didn't have the opportunity to personally sign it. In this year of Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach not only responded with a bracha, but actually said a relatively lengthy sicha, going into great detail and explaining, as we will see, the importance and the significance of this very day of Erev Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Nun Beis, and its relevance and its connection to the immediate Geula. And the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach was stressing and, if you will, pushing the point that Moshiach and the Geula HaAmitis Vashlema is immediately to take place and must happen immediately on this very day. So at this point, we will now continue, and this is again in Sefer HaSichos, Tavshin Nun Beis, 5752, Volume 1, Page 3. And this is edited by the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach himself. Birkas Kvoit Kiddushas Admer Shlita Achrei Kabolas Pan Hakloli Erev Rosh Hashanah Hei Tavshin Nun Beis. The blessing of the Rebbe Shlita after receiving the general Pan on Erev Rosh Hashanah 5752. Aleph B'negeya Tzu Inyone Din In Teira. When it comes to matters of Din, of law or justice in Torah. Vos is speziell giltig in the Yitzke Tag, which is especially relevant and emphasized in these current days, velche veren ongerufen yemei hadin, which are called the days of law or justice, because of course we're talking about the days of Rosh Hashanah, on Hebendik fun dem yom hanah, judgment, the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is referred to as the day of judgment. So these days that we're now about to enter are referred to in Torah as Yemei Hadin. And in footnote 1, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach points out that this is why, halachically speaking, during these days, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, in our Shmoneh Esrei, in the Amidah prayer, so we say in the benediction, HaMelech HaMishpat, instead of saying what we normally do, the king that loves Tzedaka and Mishpat, we simply say the king of Mishpat, of judgment. Because as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on these days, Hashem is showing his sovereignty to judge the world. In other words, these days are days of judgment. Is a psak din from the Meibishter in Teira. So there is the ruling, but the term used is psak din, from Hashem in the Torah, as der din darf sein in anoifin fun v'shavtu eido gemer v'tzilu ha'eda, that the judgment needs to be, this is what Torah mandates, that the congregation, referring to the court, needs to judge, and v'tzilu, they need to save. This is actually a reference to that which is written, as it's referenced in footnote 4, in Parshas Maaseh, chapter 35, the beginning of verse 24 and the beginning of verse 25. It's speaking there about one who has inadvertently killed someone else, Rachmana Litzlan. So the opening word of verse 24, Vishaftu Ha'eda, that the congregation should enact justice. But then, in the beginning of 35, of 20, verse 25, it says, Vitzilu Ha'eda, that the congregation should protect this murderer. Das heißt, this means to say, as der ganzer din is nor bichdei es ozain noch mer vitzilu, that the whole judgment, the whole vishavtu, is only so that there should be even more vihitzilu of saving the individual, of protecting him. Bis di shleimus von vitzilu begul amitis vashleima kid lakaman sif gimel. Ultimately, to the extent of the complete vihitzilu, saving, in the true and complete redemption, as will be explained further of this sicha. In footnote 3 over here, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach points out, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, the Medrash says that whatever mitzvahs, whatever instructions Hashem commands the Jewish people to do, He too does it. So if the pasuk here states that the Eda, the congregation, is supposed to save, they shouldn't just judge harshly, but they're commanded Vitzilu to save the person, so too Hashem does it as well. This means to say that whenever we're talking over here about Hashem judging, which is Din, which is what's happening on Rosh Hashanah, there's always going to be the Vihitzilu, that it's going to be in a way of salvation and protection. Footnote 5 on Vihitzilu. The Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references a Medrash which says that at the time that the Jewish people take their shofar in their hands and they sound the shofar before Hashem, He stands up, as it were, Hashem gets up from His throne of din, of judgment, and He sits on His throne of mercy, and He becomes full of mercy and compassion and has pity on them, and He turns over His attribute of judgment, of harshness, to an attribute of mercy. That happens every year on Rosh Hashanah by the sounding of the shofar, which is the same theme and the same idea of what we're talking about of Vishavtu, but immediately it's Vihitzilu. V'yishtetin tur al psak din, as it is written in the halachic source known as the tur, which is, in a sense, the forerunner and the prep and the pre-halachic work to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Tur states as a halachic ruling, Aval Pivaser brings this from Medrash, although he brings it from a Medrash, and generally speaking, Midrash, which is the homiletic part of the Torah, and we do not derive halacha, we do not derive law and actual halacha from Medrash, but yet the Tur uses this Medrash and he brings it down as halacha, and that is al ha-pasuk, on the verse in Vayeschanan chapter 4 verse 7, where the pasuk states, who is such a great nation that Hashem is so close to him? And on that the Medrash says, Eize uma ki uma zoi, which nation, which people is like this nation, the Jewish nation, shiyedas ufya shel Elokeha, which knows the so-called style of its God, sheminhage shel olam, because the regular, normal conduct in the world, adam sheyesh leidin, a person who has a judgment, he has a court case of some sort, He does not know how the outcome will be. Aval Yisrael einoy kein. However, the Jewish people are not so. Loivshim levonim umisatvim levonim. They clothe themselves with white garments, and they envelop themselves and wrap themselves up in white garments, which is, of course, symbolic of happiness and victory. V'oichlin, v'shoysin, usmeichim b'reish Hashanah. And they eat, and they drink, and they rejoice on Rosh Hashanah. Lefi sheyoidim, sh'akadosh baruch hu yaseh lohem nes chulu. For they know that Hashem is going to make for them a miracle, etc. Meaning that even if in order to be victorious on this day of judgment would take a miracle, we know and we're certain that in fact Hashem will make that miracle for us. Umoitzi dinam l'chaf zchus v'keirei alohem gzar dinam. And Hashem releases and gives out the verdict in the meritorious side, and he tears up and rips up the negative decree. Anything harsh, anything negative is ripped up, and we only remain with an absolutely, positively good year in the most revealed way. That is the Medrash, which the Tur brings down again as a psak din, as a halachic ruling. Das heißt, this means to say, as Yidin Zayin and Aza Uma, that the Jewish people are such a nation, a folk, they're a nation that their nature in their daily conduct, also in the time of exile, is aza, is such a conduct. There is the actual verdict given. They already know with absolute certainty, as the Redin Vetzain Lischus, that the verdict will in fact be in a meritorious way. V'itzilu ha'eda, as the verse states, and the congregation will save. Bees, as the Zicherkeit, to the extent that this assurance, and being so definitely sure, Drik Tzichuis expresses itself, Unpeilt Ashinui, and it affects and accomplishes a change in Zeir Levushim, Unmaicholim Umashkois Bereish Hashanah, in their garments and in their food and beverages on Rosh Hashanah. To quote the verse from Nehemiah, which is speaking about eating and drinking on Rosh Hashanah, the prophet Nehemiah says, Ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim. Eat fatty, good food, and drink sweet drinks. That means to say that on Rosh Hashanah we are instructed to eat and drink well. Not only are we not fasting on this day of judgment, but we're actually eating better in a festive way. Seif Beis. And to add, as the Rinyan is euch unterstrochen in der Parshas HaShavua von dem Shabbos von welchen es wird gebencht Reish Hashanah. That this whole idea and theme that we just spoke about is emphasized in the Torah portion of the Shabbos which Rosh Hashanah is blessed. We know that each Shabbos blesses all of the upcoming days of the following week, regardless of what day of the week we're talking about. So now Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a particular day or days of the week. So the previous Shabbos is the Shabbos which gives the blessing to Rosh Hashanah. In this case, it is namely Parshas Nitzavim, which we always read prior to Rosh Hashanah, as is brought down in footnote 11. What does it say? The parsha begins by saying, Atem nitzavim hayeim kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. You are standing firmly today, all of you together, before Hashem. gate, this pasuk is referring to the Jewish people. The Ale Esra Madreges Shebichlal Yisrael, all 10 levels of the Jewish people collectively. V'uizkerechent in Hemshech HaKosuv, as is enumerated in the continuation of the verses, referring to Parshas Nitzavim, right at the beginning, verses 9 and 10, where it lists all 10 different types of Jews, from the highest and the greatest to the lowest type of Jews. Unin yeder iden bifrat, and in every Jew individually, particularly, not only collectively. Keneged the Eser Sfirois, which corresponds to the 10 Sfirois, the 10 Kabbalistic tools, if you will, with which Hashem creates everything. Vizei shtein begolui in yeder yid als neshama beguf, as they find themselves in the most revealed way within every single Jew as a soul in a physical body. Vizei shtein in dem yom hadin von Rosh Hashanah, as all of these Jews and every Jew are positioned, are standing on this day of judgment, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is referred to in this verse as Hayoim. It says, Hatem Nitzavim Hayoim, today, the day, this is the day of Rosh Hashanah. Azagam Dosi Zayim Adin, that although this is a day of judgment, Shteyen Zay, Boifen Fu Nitzavim, yet they are all standing in a way of firmly standing. Nitzavim is an expression of standing very strong and firmly. Kayomim ve'oimdim, tehainu shezoichim badin, that you're existing firmly and you're standing strongly, meaning that you are all going to be victorious and meritorious in this day of judgment. And again, to quote the verse, V'hitzilu ha'eda, and the congregation will save. In the footnotes, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references, amongst other places, a Torah, a teaching brought down from the Baal Shem Tov in Hayoim Yoim, where there it explains that reading Parshas Nitzavim Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah is actually giving the blessing that Hashem himself gives. It's Shabbos Mivorchim. Shem says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, referring to Rosh Hashanah, that all of you are standing firmly and are meritorious and victorious in this day of Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem already gives that blessing and already makes that declaration on the preceding Shabbos, which is Parshas Nitzavim. V'yesh loimar, and we can say, as dos is eich farbunden mitem pirush in Nitzavim miloshein Nitzav Melech. This is also associated, connected, with the interpretation, which is the way that it's explained in Chassidus, of the word Nitzavim, from the expression of the verse that says Nitzav Melech. Now, this is not the simple meaning of the verse, but this is the way that the Tzemach Tzedek, as is referenced in footnote 20, interprets it. The verse actually says, it's a verse in Melachim Aleph 22, verse 48. The verse says that at that time there was no king in Edom, Nitzav Melech. A deputy was the king instead of king. So they had someone who wasn't really with the official title of king, but instead Nitzav, which is a term used for someone who's like a deputy, he was the king. Comes Chassidus and takes these two words from the Pasuk and says, Nitzav Melech, meaning to say that a king stands strong and firm. And now we're using the term Nitzav as it does apply to a king in a very positive and in a very strong sense. So going back to our word here in the Pasuk, Nitzavim, does in fact come from the term of Nitzav Melech. that the king stands strong and firm. Meaning, as yeder yid, that every Jew, shteit b'Rosh Hashanah v'yamelech, stands in his position to honor Rosh Hashanah like a king. Because it says, atem nitzavim hayoim, you are all nitzavim on this day of Rosh Hashanah. And on that, footnote 22, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach brings down that therefore, every Jew has the power to coronate, to crown Hashem to be the king on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because he is able to become paired to Hashem to some degree in order to coronate him. Because in fact, the Jew himself is also king. Amelech Av kol ha-metziyus ha-rum'im. Every Jew, on Rosh Hashanah, is king over the entire existence around him. Biz ha-melech afen ganzen seder ishtalshulus. So much so, to the extent that he's actually king over the entire, what's referred to as seder ishtalshulus. This is the spiritual downchain or evolutionary forming spiritually of creation. And it's known as Seder Hishtalshelus, the chain of how Hashem creates and brings things from one level down to the next and down to the next. So not only is the Jew king over that which he visibly sees around him or the world he lives in, but actually over the entire Seder Hishtalshelus. Forum Yeder Yid, and this is because every Jew, V'er is as he is a Ramelech, he is a king. He receives from the King of all kings, from Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. Which becomes coronated, he becomes crowned, as the expression is, Tamlichuni Aleichem. Hashem says to the Jewish people, make me king, K'din Hanal, Funtur, and like the above mentioned ruling, legal ruling of the tour, as yidn vesin forois as zeichim badin, the Jews know in advance that they in fact will be meritorious and victorious in the judgment. Forum ze zainin age godl asher lo yolikim krevim elav, for they are, as the verse that the Medrash is based on, a great nation which God is close to them. Und deriber weisen ze uf yeshel lekeha. And therefore, they know the style of their God. Und seinen bedargas melech. And they, the Jewish people, are on the level of king. Und deriber bakumen ze. And therefore, they receive. Durch dem, was ze seinen mekabel von melech malche amlochem akodesh baruchu. Through the fact that they receive from the King of all kings, from Hashem, blessed be He, alle hamshachis vashpois, all godly revelations and flows, v'yeskumt amelech onkein yishtadlus mitzidoi, as a king receives without any effort from his part, as a king receives everything. V'adirabba, and on the contrary, Amelech targar niton kein melacha. A king actually is not permitted to do any melacha, any types of work. Bishas einer fun anshe amelucha kenes farim ton. When someone from his people, anyone from his government, is able to do it for him, he's not allowed to do it. Alachas kam v'chama v'nsiz b'roivam. How much more so when he is in the multitude of the people, he's in a very large crowd. Vas bereiv am hadras melech. As the verse states, and this becomes a general ruling, that in the multitude of the people is the glory of the king. It's a pasuk in Mishlei 14:28. So therefore, since the king is not permitted to do anything himself, but it's all done for him and given to him, and since every single Jew is king through Hashem, who is the ultimate king of all kings, therefore we receive everything like a king. Seif Gimel. Der Iker und Shlemus von Vitzilu Ha'eda, the primary and the complete
theme of, to quote again the verse that the congregation will save, is the Hatzalah fun dem itzdekin maime du matze fun galus. Salvation to save or protect is from the current situation that we find ourselves in, namely galus, exile. That's the Vitzilu Ha'eda. We're going to be saved from this state of exile. Bigiula amitis vashlema, in the true and complete redemption. Verumafilu divas habin, oichitzer in galus, harchava in parnasa ruchnis, unarchava in parnasa gashmis. Because also those that even now in exile have a broad situation, and they have an abundance in spiritual sustenance and livelihood, and for that matter, those that have an abundance in physical sustenance and livelihood, so they have a lot. Unafilu divos kefinin zichin eretz hakodesh, and also those Jews that find themselves in the Holy Land. So geographically, they're not in exile. Afin har hakodesh, and they find themselves on the Holy Mountain. Undartin gufa, and there itself, in the makim achi karev to the makim kedesh hakadoshim, in the closest place to the place of the Holy of Holies. So, simply put, I believe what the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is referring to over here is those that are standing by the Kaisel HaMaravi, by the Western Wall, praying. It does sound like they're even on the Temple Mount, which is on the other side of the mountain, which technically, there, if you would know the area, there are areas where a person is allowed to be and stand. So be that as it may, whether it's standing by the Kaisel or actually on the mountain, as close as possible to the location of the Holy of Holies. Zogin Zeyobir Dartaneich. However, they too say over there in their prayer when they daven Musaf and Yom Tif, Mipnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'artzenu. Because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land. So you're not only talking about a Jew that is outside of Eretz Yisrael in the diaspora, who's saying these words and praying to Hashem. A Jew who can't really get much closer geographically. He's standing right there in Eretz HaKodesh on the mountain, as close as he can be, just perhaps a few meters or a few feet away from the Kodesh HaKodashim. He prays since we have been exiled from our land. Varum Motnachnit the Mikdash Adne Kenenu Yodecha. And that is because as of yet, we don't yet have, as the verse says in Parshas Beshalach, at the end of the Shira that we say every morning, the holy temple which you, Hashem, have established with your hands, referring to the third and eternal temple. Unsiz Nochnit der Matzav Funkel Yeshveha Aleha. And we don't yet have the situation of all of the Jewish people that belong in Eretz Yisrael dwelling on the land, that halachically certain things don't apply. For instance, the laws of Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, and all Jewish law associated with that does not apply so long as the entire Jewish nation is not living in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the current situation. So even that Jew or those Jews that are in the holiest place, but as long as not all the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, then we're in that situation. It's specifically and particularly only then that we have the completion of all matters, including mitzvah Yovel, the mitzvah of the Jubilee year. And that mitzvah of Yovel is especially connected with release and redemption. That's what the mitzvah is, as the verse states in the beginning of Parshas Behar, where it speaks about the mitzvah of Yovel. Vishavtem ish el achuzosoi v'ish el mishpachtei toshuvu. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. Bishnas ha-yovel, in this 50th, the Jubilee year, afilu azav ozok tohafti es adoini, even such an individual who says, I loved my master. This is referring to, as referenced in footnote 31, that you have a concept of an eved, a slave, who chooses to go to remain with his owner and does not want to go free. So he may, and there are certain laws and a procedure which is done, but all that only works until the Yovel year. Even such an individual who loves his master and the conditions and wants to stay there, he too goes free. He does not go out on the seventh year, on the sabbatical year, yet he does go free on the year of Yovel. So everybody goes free on Yovel. So Yovel is very much connected to redemption. And the Yovel, the mitzvah of Yovel, can only be when you have kol yeshveha aleha, all the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out that right now we're in a state of exile. Every Jew, even those that have it good spiritually and physically, and even those that geographically are in the holiest place. V'yeshleimar, we can say, as the shaychus fun yei madin fun reish hashana miter geula v'yitzilu ha'eda, that the connection between this day of judgment of reish hashana and the redemption, as the verse states, and the congregation will save, is euch unterstrochen in dem was reish hashana is the avoida fun kapolas malchuse yisbarich. Is also emphasized in the idea that on Rosh Hashanah, our service, the theme of what how we're serving Hashem on that day, is the acceptance of His sovereignty, blessed be He. Zu memale sein die Bakasha von dem Eibishtern tamluchuni aleichem, to grant and to fulfill the request of Hashem of Tamlichuni, make me king, coronate me over you. V'di Gemara zokt in Talmud Bavli, as the Gemara says in the Babylonian Talmud, Vos is varbunde mit galus, and we're stressing that it's Talmud Bavli, because that itself is connected again with galus, with exile. As the Gemara interprets and associates it with the pasuk in Eicha, B'machshachim ha'yishivani, that He has placed me in darkness. This refers to the Torah being, so to say, in exile and being enclosed in the form of Bavel. So the Gemara in Talmud Bavli says that Hashem requests of the Jewish people on Rosh Hashanah, Tamlichuni aleichem, make me king over you. Was Malchusa Yisbarech is verbunden und wird nisgale bishlei Musa durch David Malka Meshicha. Now, the sovereignty of Hashem, blessed be He, is associated with and becomes revealed in a complete way, in its completion, David Yana King, Malka Meshicha. Was in Yana Yisfiras HaMalchus, that His theme, His idea is the Sfira of Malchus, as is explained, footnote 34 references the Maimer from the Tzemach Tzedek in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Derech Mitzvaysecha, Mitzvahs Minui Melech, the commandment of appointing a king. This is accomplished. Why do we have to appoint a human king? So he explains over there at length the whole idea, and it comes out that David HaMelech, and more so, Melech HaMoshiach, who is a direct descendant of David HaMelech, and therefore Moshiach is actually referred to at times as David Malka Meshicha. That term can refer to the original David HaMelech, King David, literally, that he was the anointed king. For Shmuel HaNavi anointed him. So he's literally David Malka Meshicha. He's David, the anointed king. However, it can also refer to the Shlemus, the complete perfection of David through his successor and ultimate descendant, his ultimate successor, which is also referred to, one of his terms is David Malka Meshicha, because he's an extension and a direct continuation and the completion, as we said, of David HaMelech. Therefore, he's called David Malka Meshicha, because the term Mashiach generally refers to the ultimate Melech HaMashiach. So Hashem's Malchus, which is the theme of Rosh Hashanah, becomes revealed in its completion through Mashiach. Derfun is verstandig, from this is understood, as steyendig itzter, that as we currently find ourselves in the letzte regoyim farder geula, leitalo simonim kanal, in the very last moments prior to the redemption, according to all the signs, as we mentioned above. And this is a reference to the previous bracha that was said right after Hataras Nedarim earlier that day. Therefore, at this point, as we find ourselves here now, Darf der Din, in Diteg, Yimei Adin, so the judgment, in these days of judgment, needs to bringen der Iker v'shleimus fun v'hitzilu, has to bring the primary and the completion of v'hitzilu, of the saving, namely, digyulo ha'mitis v'shleima, the true and complete redemption, no less. We're not talking about anything less than the absolute complete geula through Mashiach. Because after all, Rosh Hashanah is about accept and revealed through Mashiach. And the theme of Rosh Hashanah is V'itzilu Ha'eda, to save the Jewish people. And the ultimate salvation is, of course, the ultimate complete redemption through Mashiach. V'tekef u'miyad mamish, and literally, immediately, nitarein gein dik, in a shakel of Atarya Bazeh, without going into a whole give and take and a discussion about this. Seize of them kein Zeit nito. There isn't any time for this. There's no time for further discussions and back and forth of proofs, etc. V'ru medarf gleich gein mekabel panim zain digi'ulo amitis vashlema, for we need to immediately welcome, to receive, to have a reception for the true and complete redemption, un David Malka Meshicha, and again for David King Mashiach, un kvoit kedushas moiri v'chami admur bereishenu, and my father-in-law, the Rebbe, at our head, is farstandik. So that being the case, it's understood as mit yeder rega schneller, that with every moment, sooner, faster, that we finish and complete those issues prior to that, is dosarega frier von der geula mitis vashlema. So it's one moment sooner that the actual true and complete redemption happens. So the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach here is saying, we don't have time for long discussions and for lengthy dissertations. Because the sooner we finish what we have to say, then the sooner we finish what we're doing, so the sooner, which would be a moment sooner, we're going to actually go and greet and welcome the complete geula with Mashiach. Seif Talit. Ula Hoysif. And to add, as the Shaychis fun v'itzilu b'reish Hashana miter geula is oich mudgash in der parsha fun dervach, that the connection of V'hitzilu, of this salvation of Rosh Hashanah, with the redemption, is also emphasized in the parsha of this current week. Until now we spoke about Nitzavim, because Rosh Hashanah receives its blessing from Shabbos Nitzavim. But then, in its own right, this week has its own parsha. And that is namely, Parshas Vayelech, Voskum Pehemshech zu Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah portion of Vayelech, which comes as a continuation to the parsha of Nitzavim. Indi, lifnei Hashem elokeichem, boifen fun Nitzav Melech, kanal sif beis, as we find ourselves positioned, we're standing in a state of Nitzavim, standing firmly before Hashem, as we said above, in a way of nitz of melech, we're standing like a king, so strong and firm. Habin yidin bekeach, the Jewish people, therefore, in such a state, have the strength, the ability. As bazei, zol derenoch gleich verin vayelech, that by them there should immediately be the vayelech, to go, to move, to travel. L'chayleresh, the alicha fun gavus in geula. First and foremost, which halicha are we talking about? Which movement, which traveling? To move from galus, exile, to geula, to redemption. V'stasis kelel de alicha fun aretzes agalus in eretz geula, eretz Yisrael. And this includes the traveling, the going, from the lands of exile, the diaspora, into the land of redemption, the land of Israel. U'bifrat, and particularly as Eretz Yisrael immediately becomes in a state of all of its inhabitants living there, which is not the case yet, but it immediately becomes the land upon which all the Jews live there. And then after that, after we physically move into Eretz Yisrael immediately, then immediately we move within redemption itself, into the redemption. Vayelech, again, to go. Yelchu mechayil el choyil, as the verse says in Tehillim, chapter 84. They shall go, same word vayelech, yelchu, in the plural. They will go from strength to strength. Bees, up until as the verse concludes, yeyra'eh el elikim b'tzion. They appear before Hashem in Zion, which is Yerushalayim. Unesveret bayeder yidin, and what becomes fulfilled by every Jew is Hayoim malu yomayushnoisai. Today, all of my days and years have become filled, have become complete. Kedivrei Moshe behemshech tzuv hayelech Moshe, as the words of Moshe, in continuing, right, it, what it says right after Vayelech Moshe, in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, that there Moshe states that today all of my days are absolute and complete, for that was his 120, and that will completion. And what that means as far as every Jew is concerned, as Yeder Yid, hot yomim v'shanim mileim b'teiro mitzvahs, that every Jew has days and years which are full of Torah and commandments, mitzvahs. Under keyach avdem bakumter fundem vos azoi is given by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the strength for this, the ability for every Jew to have all of his days and years filled with Torah and mitzvahs, he receives from the fact that so it is by Moshe Rabbeinu. Under fun vertes nimshach in yeder yidn durch bechinas Moshe sheboy, and from this it is drawn down into every Jew from that aspect, that level of Moshe within him, vaspoyelt afim, which affects within him, bizin maise bepoyel, all the way ultimately until it actually affects his actual deed in action. Peter Alter Rebbe is mevar in Tanya, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. In chapter 42, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains that every single individual Jew can be referred to as Moshe and has within his neshama a very high level, which is the Moshe, the spark of Moshe within him. And that's why things that it says about Moshe apply to every single Jew. So just as Moshe Rabbeinu here says, Hayoi molu yomayushnoisai, that I have complete, full, perfect days of Torah mitzvahs, so too every Jew receives that from Moshe vis-a-vis his Moshe within himself. That's the Alter Rebbe's explanation in Tanya. Uvetesvis biyurim baze fundem tzemach tzedek, with the additional explanations about this statement of the Alter Rebbe, this explanation in Tanya, from the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek explains in additional explanations this concept and this theme of the Moshe within every Jew. Seif Hey. Tishai Chusanal Funyei Madin Reish Hashanah Mit V'Hitzilu Ha'eda. The above mentioned connection that the Day of Judgment of Rosh Hashanah has with the concept of V'Hitzilu Ha'eda, that the congregation saves, Keilu L'Bikr D'Giula, and this includes Heib Tzich Shainon in Erev Rosh Hashanah, actually already begins on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is of course the time that the Sicha is being said on the 29th day of Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'san Erev V'achona Yizamei'en Fundem V'stos Gretzu. That whenever you have a concept of Erev, which is the term used for the day prior to a certain day, is actually the preparation for, and therefore, in a miniature sense, it is preparing, and it is actually that which it's preparing for. How much more so with regards to this day, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah? Because this would be the case on any Erev of any special day, whether it's every Friday that's Erev Shabbos, or any day before any Yom Tov, which is Erev Yom Tov. So in this case, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because already on this day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we already have the salvation, the V'Hitzilu Ha'eda of Rosh Hashanah. V'der Psaktin Hanal Funtur, as the above mentioned legal ruling of the Tur, as shown by Erev Rosh Hashanah, V'Hisin Yidin Azoichim Badin, that already on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people know that they are victorious and they merit in this day of judgment. And they're found to be, of course, vindicated, and they're innocent. Undemolt, hoib tzich shoynon di achonas tzu Rosh Hashanah. And already then, an erev Rosh Hashanah, we begin the preparations for Rosh Hashanah. In footnote 39, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references the tour there that states, therefore, customarily, people are to get haircuts and to wash their clothes on Erev Rosh Hashanah. In other words, it's not just the eve of a day of judgment, it's a happy day. On this very day, we're already celebrating or beginning the preparations for the celebration. Ukayaduan, as it's known, as Shabbos un Yom Tov darfen haben achana miyuchedes, that every Shabbos and Yom Tov need to have a special preparation. V'alachatz kama v'chama di achana erev Rosh Hashanah tzu Rosh Hashanah, how much more so the preparations of erev Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Hashanah, even more than a regular Yom Tov, mashpia av kol yimei Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, after all, influences every and all the days of the upcoming year. It's the head of the year. Azoivi Areish is Mashpia of Alechel Keaguf. Just as a head physically affects and influences all parts of the body, so too in time, the days of Rosh Hashanah actually are the head of the year. So certainly on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have to have a special preparation. Seif Vav. V'yeshloimar. And we can say, as the Shaychus von Erev Rosh Hashanah miter Geula Zoichim Badin, that the association, the connection between the eve of Rosh Hashanah and the redemption, which after all, that's what Rosh Hashanah is, the idea of being meritorious and victorious in the judgment, is a ruis nochmer begolui bedoyreis achreinim, is brought out even more in the latest generations, in the last generations. Durch dem yom huledes fun dem tzemach tzedek biyom ze, bishnas tovkuf nuntes. And that is through the actual birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek on this very day, in the year of 5559. I'm sorry, there seems to be a typo here. Instead of saying in the year Tovkuf Nuntes, it should in fact read Tovkuf Memtes, 5549, which would correspond to the secular year of 1789. That is the day that the Tzemach Tzedek was born. He was born on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So in addition to everything else that we spoke about, V'hitzilu ha'eda, that this day of Rosh Hashanah is the day that we actually are vindicated and we're meritorious in the judgment, and all of this already begins on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as we just explained. However, in most recent generations, this becomes even more emphasized by the fact that the Tzemach Tzedek was born on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The renomen fun Tzemach Tzedek, the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, wir werd angerufen al shem teirasoi, as he is referred to by the name of his teachings, the name of his books are referred to as the Shilas and Shuvas of Tzemach Tzedek. So these two names that we call him by is Shmoi Shel Mashiach Tzidkenu, is the name of our righteous Mashiach. Shenikra Tzemach Unikra Tzedek, that Moshiach Tzidkenu, no less, is called both Tzemach as well as Tzedek. Footnote 42. Tzemach, we find that Moshiach is referred to as such in the Hoshainus prayer that we say on the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkis on Hoshaina Rabba, when we say all of these beautiful supplications of asking Hashem for salvation and redemption. So there's a statement made, and we say, Ish Tzemach Shmoi. The man whose name is Tzemach. And this is, of course, taken from Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, as the commentaries there explain that this is, of course, a reference to Moshiach Tzidkenu. So we find that Moshiach is described and referred to by the name of Tzemach in this verse. Likewise, earlier in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, where there too it refers to Moshiach by the name of Tzemach. And then, continuing in the footnote, Tzedek. We find that Moshiach Tzidkenu is referred to by the name of Tzedek, as the pasuk in Yeshayah, chapter 11, verse 5, says, V'hoya Tzedek Ezer Mosnov, that righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins. Again, referring to Moshiach as Tzedek, righteousness, with a few other verses as referenced there as well. So we find that both of these words, Tzemach, as well as Tzedek, are two descriptions and names of Moshiach Tzidkenu. Ula Hoisif, in der Scheiches von Tzemach Tzedek mit Moshiach Tzidkenu. And to add, with regards to the association of the Tzemach Tzedek and our righteous Moshiach. Der Tzemach Tzedek, der Nosi Ashlishi von Nesiei Chabad, the Tzemach Tzedek, who is the third Rebbe of the leaders of Chabad, is Koilel in Zichal Nesiim. He in fact includes within himself all of the Nesiim, all of the Rebbes. V'mezetes in Zayn Teira, velchis Koilel di Teira fun Al Nesiim, teaching that his Teira, his teaching, includes within it from all the Nesiim beforehand, prior to him. Unoich von den Nesiim shel achrize, and also of the Nesiim of the Rebbes after him. Bees kvoit kedushas moiri v'chami admur nesid reinu, up until and including my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the leader of our generation. If you take a look and you analyze and you study the types of teachings of the Tzemach Tzedek, you will see that it is based upon the teachings of his predecessors, namely the Alter Rebbe and the Mittel Rebbe, and based on the Tzemach Tzedek's teachings comes all of the other Rabbeim's teachings as well. So he actually incorporates and includes all of the Rebbe's. V'heyois az Rabbeisenu Nesiyenu, and being that, respectively, our Rabbeim, the leaders, unklalus ha'inyan fungilui pnimiyas ha'teira, and in general, the idea, the theme of revealing the inner dimensions of Teira, Chasidus, v'afotzas ha'mayones chutza, and the spreading out of the wellsprings of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, of Chasidus, outside, outward, durch Rabbeisenu Nesiyenu, through our Rabbeim, the leaders, is verbunden mit Ngilui von Mashiach Tzidkenu, is associated with, is connected with, the revelation of our righteous Mashiach. So that's what the Rabbeim and the spreading of Chasidus is all about. Uvim Yuchad, Kveit Kedushas, Moiri V'chomi Admon Nesidereinu, and especially my father-in-law, the Rebbe, leader of our generation, Kimrumas Bishmoi, as is hinted to in his name, Yosef Yitzchak, Al Shem. So the two names of the Rebbe Rayatz, both names are connected with the redemption through Mashiach. As we see, the name Yosef has to do with a verse in Yeshaya chapter 11, verse 11, which states, Yosef Adnei Sheinis Yodoy, which is a verse which is referring to the ultimate redemption through Mashiach, and it says that on that day Hashem shall set his hand again, Yosef, he will add again a second time, to bring back remnant Jews from all over the world, as the verse goes on and explains. So that's connected with the theme of redemption through Mashiach, Yosef. Is farstandig, so it's understood, as dos, that this, the Shaychus von the Rabbeim mit Mashiach, namely the connection of the Rabbeim with Mashiach, steht badgosha bam Tzemach Tzedek. It is emphasized by the Tzemach Tzedek, which includes all of the Nesiyim. So what we're saying is, although all of the Nesiyim and every Nasi respectively is very much associated with the concept of Mashiach and redemption, but especially the Tzemach Tzedek, since he incorporates within him all of the Rabbeim, all of the Nesiyim. Derfun is move on. From this is understood, as b'yoyim who led this shel Tzemach Tzedek b'erev Rosh Hashanah, that on the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, on erev Rosh Hashanah, was demult his mazal goyver, that then on one's birthday, his mazal, his spiritual strength, this concept, these two words, is actually a Yerushalmi, as is brought down in footnote 45. The reference to where it is in the Yerushalmi and in the commentary there, the Karban Ha'edah, and there it explains that on one's birthday, mazolo goyver, his spiritual root is dominant and therefore has special assistance, it helps him, and that's on anybody's birthday, they have a special spiritual energy going back to their source of their neshama. Because mazel comes from the term, besides the idea of, like if we say mazel tov, but the word mazel is the same root as noizel, which means to drip down. So it's from the very high level of their neshama, which is not enclosed in the body, which comes down and is dominant over within the neshama in the body. So on one's birthday, they have extra special koyach. And today is the Tzemach Tzedek's birthday. Is goyver der inyan fun shmoy shel Mashiach. So what's dominant today is the theme of the name of Mashiach. As der bal yom ha'uledes tut kol ha'tolui voy, that the master of the birthday today, meaning the one whose birthday it is today, namely the Tzemach Tzedek, does everything dependent on him. Uvemele, is zicher as does his peil pulasoi. Therefore, automatically affect, and he will succeed in accomplishing it. Namely, as a zozain der gilui fun shmoi shel Mashiach, that what there shall be is the revelation of the name of Mashiach. Unachmer, and more so, der gilui fun Mashiach alein, the revelation of Mashiach himself, vier is hecher far shmoi, as he is higher than his name. For we know, as we're about to say, that actually a name is a form of a description and therefore some form of a limitation, but the essence is higher than any name. Al derech vidosis b'nei geyatzu de neshama. Similar along the same lines as it is with regards to the soul, the neshama. Voschamisha shema is nikrula. That as the Medrash says, that it has five names. The neshama is called with five names. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Those are the first four. Bees, Demshem HaChamishi, up until the fifth name, which is of course the highest name, and that is Yechida. So those are the five names, from lowest to highest. So the highest name we have for the Neshama of the Jew is Yechida. Bees Deretzem HaNeshama. But then we go even higher until the essence of the neshama, which is beyond any names, even beyond the fifth and the highest name. V'schamisha shema is nikru la, that it, the neshama, has five names, meaning it itself is beyond all the names. Azoyo ichi eshleima b'nekeatzu Mashiach. So too we can say with regards to Mashiach. As nois of tzugilui fun shmai shal Mashiach, then in addition to the revelation of the name of Mashiach, which is what's happening today, because it's the Tzemach Tzedek days, which his name is the name of Mashiach. V'biz, v'yeris farbunden mit Yechida, so much so, to the extent that how Mashiach is actually associated with Yechida, Yechida haklalis, that we know as it's referenced in footnote 48, the general Yechida. So briefly, what that means is as follows, just as every neshama has five levels, which are these five names, so too, collectively speaking, from the very beginning, from Adam HaRishon, all the way to the very end, to Mashiach Tzidkenu, there are five individual righteous Jewish leaders, that each one of them, respectively, is the embodiment of that general level of the entire neshama, the level. So we have the tzaddik, who he is called nefesh haklalis in general. That would be David HaMelech. Then you have the tzaddik, who is the ruach haklalis in general. Then you have the tzaddik, who is the neshama haklalis in general. And then you have the tzaddik, who is chaya haklalis, the one individual who, throughout all the generations, he is the one person who is the embodiment, who has that level of chaya, of collectively the entire Jewish soul. And then finally, you have the fifth and the highest level, which is referred to as Yechida HaKlalis, and that is Mashiach himself, that he embodies and he is the general Yechida of all of the souls collectively. So in addition to that, Hotman Eich di Atzmus fun Mashiach Tzidkenu, we also have the very essence of our righteous Mashiach. Vastos is ein zach mit atzmus ein sof. And this is absolutely one thing with the very essence of the ein sof, of the infinite, of Hashem himself. As referenced in footnote 49, where the Tzemach Tzedek explains in his mitzvah of Minui Melech, that Mashiach, you've given him Ein Sof itself. So Mashiach, ultimately, the essence of Mashiach is the essence of Hashem himself. Underiber, and therefore, is der gilui von Mashiach be'erev Rosh Hashanah. So the revelation of Mashiach on this day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, verbunden mit Kabbalas Malchus Yisbarach Bereish Hashanah Kanal, is connected with the acceptance of the sovereignty of Hashem, blessed be He, on Rosh Hashanah, as we said above. And footnote 50, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach points out that according to this we can understand the connection of the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek to Erev Rosh Hashanah, because again, the Tzemach Tzedek brings out Mashiach, his name is Mashiach's name, and therefore Erev Rosh Hashanah is when we have this revelation. Malchus, needs of Melech, and this revelation of the idea of the sovereignty, as it says, Nitzav Melech, that on this day of Rosh Hashanah we all stand Nitzav, we're the, like the king, in Yeder Eden, in every Jew. Kamuvanoich ben Psakti Natur ben Egeya Tzu Erev Rosh Hashanah. Seif Zayin. V'yesh l'kasher ze mitem inyan fun vayelich Moshe. And we can connect this with the idea of, as it says in the beginning of the parsha, and Moshe went, the halicha fun galus in geula kanal seif dalid, the idea of going from exile to redemption, as mentioned above, in section 4. Al pi amedubar lachreina, based on that which we've been speaking of recently, lately, the rashi tevois, the acronym, vosis negeya bimyucha tzu chasidei chabad, which is especially relevant to Chabad Chasidim. Undur Chzei, and through Chasidei Chabad, to Klal Yisrael B'chol Adoreis, to the entire Jewish people at large, throughout all the generations. Fun Miyad, and that is the acronym of the word Miyad, which means immediately. As the expression, this word miyad is taken from the Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva, as brought down in footnote 52, chapter 7, where the Rambam says that at the end of exile, the Jewish people will do teshuva, and then what's going to happen is miyad hein nigolin. They will immediately be redeemed. So the word miyad, immediately, when it comes to redemption, stands for Moshe, Yisrael HaBal Shem Tev, David Malka Meshicha. Those three tzaddikim spell out the acronym of Miyad. The Mem stands for Meshe, the Yud stands for the Baal Shem Tev's name Yisrael, and the Dalit stands for Moshiach, as in David Malka Meshicha. The Aled Rai, Meshe, Yisrael HaBal Shem Tev, and David Malka Meshicha. All of these three, namely, Moshe the Baal Shem Tov and Moshiach, seinen verbunden mit Miyad Heinigolin, are all associatedly the Jewish people become redeemed. Again, as the word Miyad is taken from the language of the Rambam, that immediately the Jewish people are redeemed. All three of these tzaddikim are connected with the immediate redemption. Moshe, hu geyel rishon, hu geyel acharon. As the Medrash states, that Moshe is in fact the first redeemer, and he is considered the final redeemer as well. Yisrael HaBal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov, v'Moshiach ot im ge'enfert, avzayin shayla, emosai osimar, as Moshiach himself answered the Baal Shem Tov upon his question, when is the Master Moshiach coming? So the response was, Kishiyafutsu Mainesecha Fun Baal Shem Tov Chutza, when your well springs of the Baal Shem Tov, that is, will spread outward. In other words, by the spreading of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, Mashiach will come. Un David Malka Meshicha Vos Durch Im Kum Tigula Mitis Vashlema Bepeol, and David Malka Meshicha, Mashiach himself, that through him comes about the true and complete redemption in actuality. Und in dem Wort Miyad stehen alle drei zusammen. And in this word Miyad, immediately, all of these three tzaddikim are together in an ein und einzigen Wort, in a one single word. Unavart was perusha is miyad gleich. And the word itself means immediately. In ein und einzige rega. In one single instant. In a moment. Beweis das, as alle drei seinen an ein und einzige nekuda. So this shows us that all of these are in fact one point. And that is the nekuda von geula miyod. This point of the immediate redemption. Und die nekuda teilt sich auf drei pratim. And this point, this one point of the immediate redemption, is divided up into three details. Und davke in dem seder, and particularly and specifically in this order, as the word miyad is written, mem yudalit, fun meishe, Yisrael habal shemtev, und David malka meshicha. First comes Moshe, second comes the Baal Shem Tev, and third and finally comes Mashiach. Der Keach av Geula kommt von Mashiach, Geul Rishon und Geul Achrein. The Koyach, the ability of the for the redemption, comes from, and I think there may be a typo here, and instead of saying Moshiach, perhaps it should say Moshe. That the strength, the ability for the redemption, comes through the first and the final redeemer, which is Moshe. Un Moshe kibul Teira mi Sinai u'mesara chuli. And as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe received the Teira from Sinai, and he then transmitted it to the next, and so on. Vastos is kodol kol ha-teira kula. And this Teira that Moshe directly received from Hashem at Sinai, and then he transmitted it to the following generations, this includes the entire Teira in its entirety. Kol ma she-talmid vasik asid l'chadesh. Everything that any future disciple of Teira is going to innovate and reveal. Kelel, and this of course includes Eichter Gilui von Pnimiyas HaTeira, also the revelation of the inner parts of the Teira, Boifin von Afotzas HaMayonis Chutza durch the Baal Shem Tev, in a way of spreading the wellsprings outside through the Baal Shem Tev. Vos durch dem is Osimar David Malko Meshicha. And through him, through the Baal Shem Tev's spreading of his teachings, comes, of course, Moshiach, as he told the Baal Shem Tev. U'bifrat Yus Yoiser. And in more detail, Moshe und David Malka Meshicha seinen derishen v'achrein. Moshe and, which is the dance for Moshiach himself, as we said, David Malka Meshicha, they are, respectively, the first and the final redeemers. Geil Rishon hu Geil Achrein. The first redeemer is the final redeemer. Und zwischen zeh, and in between them, between the Mem and the Dalit, is der Ois Yud. Comes the middle letter, which is the letter Yud. Rashi Tevis Yisrael HaBaal Shem Tev, which is the acronym for the Baal Shem Tev's name. Vosgeit after Pinta Leyid Nekuda Sayadus, which refers to what's known as the point of the Jew, and that is the point of Yiddishkeit. And that's why it's symbolized by the letter Yud, which that letter itself is just a point. It's a tiny dot, symbolic of the point of Yiddishkeit. And that is what the Baal Shem Tev brings out. Vizi shteit begolui, bizi vakum tatsur asois Yud. As this nekuda, this one dot, is in a revealed way, until it actually takes on a form of a letter, and the letter Yud actually does have form to it, although it's symbolic of just a dot, but it actually has form to it. V'adarabba, and on the contrary, Tavka der Yud is mechaber ditzvei yoisiyis mem undalit. It is specifically this letter Yud, which combines and attaches, it unites the two letters of Mem and Dalid. Which those two letters have an expansion, they have a size which is incomparably much greater than the Yud. Because after all, even though the Yud is not any longer a dot, but there's not much more to it compared to the Mem and the Dalit, which they have breadth and length and they spread out.
Varum,
the Pinta LeYid, and that is because this dot of the Jew, the point of the Jew, Varbinzich Mitamei Bishn Alein,
connects with Hashem himself.
Underiber Steit Ayid, in a matzav funitz of melech kanal, and therefore a Jew is in a state of being standing firm as a king, as we mentioned above. That's the parsha which blesses Rosh Hashanah, nitzavim, that a Jew is a king standing firmly.
Un vayelech,
and also what we discussed about this current parsha that Rosh Hashanah is in.
Vayot
un davka. And it is specifically this Jew, which is represented by the Yud, this point of the Jew, which has the ability and the strength to bring about the first Redeemer and the final Redeemer, namely Moshe und David Malka Meshicha.
Under Keach, af megala sein dem Yud,
and the ability, the strength, to be able to reveal this Yud, which is the point of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. In other words, Yichida Shebenefesh. It is the highest level of the soul of the Jew. It's called the Yichida.
Nitzoitz Moshiach Shebechol Echad Mi'Yisrael.
This, in fact, is the spark of Moshiach, which is found within every single Jew. Footnote 58, the Rambam HaMashiach references the Ma'ari Naim, this is the Chernobyler, his Sefer, at the end of Parshas Pinchas, where he brings down over there, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that every single Jew has in his neshama the highest level, the Yechida, which is a spark of Mashiach. Earlier we spoke that every Jew has the Moshe within himself, and every Jew contains Moshe, and now we're saying that in addition to that, every single Jew has within his soul the Moshe, the Mashiach rather.
Biz etzem anefesh,
until even higher than that, because as we said earlier, Yechida is after all a name. It's the highest name, but it's a name. But then we have the very essence of the soul of the Jew.
In a Yidin, in a Jew, is gekumen b'myuchad durch Yisrael ha-Baal Shem Tov.
So to reveal this idea that there is the Yechida of the Nefesh, and that even higher than that, that there's actually the essence of the soul, this was revealed through the Baal Shem Tov.
Al yedei gilui toiras ha-chasidus,
through the revelation of the teachings of the Chasidus, which the Baal Shem Tov revealed.
V'stosgeit bichlolus avkans toiras ha-chasidus fun ala rabiseinu nesiyenu,
which this refers in general to the teachings of all of Chassidus, of our Rabbeim,
was is verbunden mit Moshiach,
which is connected with Moshiach.
Uvim yuchad, and especially,
shteitos begaloi badem tzemach tzedek. This is in a revealed way by the tzemach tzedek.
Velcher is keilel ale rabiseinu nesiyenu,
which he, the Tzemach Tzedek, him, all of the Rabbeim. Kanal, Seif Vav, as we said above in section 6.
Ois, Seif Ches.
Tishaychus anal funerev Rosh Hashanah miter Geula. The above-mentioned connection between Erev Rosh Hashanah and the Redemption,
Shteit Nochmer Bat Gosha,
is even more emphasized,
Berev Reish Hashana Bikvius Shana Zu.
An Erev Reish Hashana of such a calendar situation.
Hein Bimei Hashavua,
with regards to the days of the week,
as Doskumt Uis
b'yom rishon b'shavua, that erev Rosh Hashanah falls out on the first day of the week, on Sunday, unhein b'chlolus Hashanah, and also with regards to the year in general, namely shnas hey tovshin nun beis, 5752. When Erev Rosh Hashanah is b'yom rishon b'shavua, when Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday, kumtuis as there is tzvishin tzvei yemei segula. So what comes out is that Erev Rosh Hashanah is actually in between two special days. Tzvishin yema Shabbos Kedesh and Rosh Hashanah. It's in between the holy day of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. V'al pi ha'yadua, and based on that which is known, azali inyanim in kedusha zayin and bediuk, that all matters of holiness are very precise and exact, is muvan. So it's understood based on that, as the talk from erev Rosh Hashanah, that this day of erev Rosh Hashanah, hot bekeach to mechaber zayin, has the ability. It carries the strength to attach, to unite, the tzvei ktzavos, the two extremes. Fun Shabbos un Rosh Hashanah, of Shabbos on the one hand, and Rosh Hashanah on the other hand. Shabbos is mikatsha v'kaima milamayla. Shabbos, to put it in the Gemara's words, is holy and sanctified and exists such from above. No one needs to do anything to make Shabbos holy. The Jew, and for that matter, no one has to do anything. Shabbos is holy on its own. It's automatic. Its sanctity is from above. After 6 days of the week comes the seventh day. That is Shabbos. Mashen kine Rosh Hashanah. This is, however, not the case with regards to Rosh Hashanah. Vert niskadish turchidin. Yisrael, the kadshinu is sanctified through the Jewish people. As the Gemara says, that it's the Jewish people which sanctify the times, the festivals. And that is referring to the fact that determining when Reish Chodesh is, when does the Jewish month begin, it depends on the Sanhedrin. The court in Yerushalayim needs to accept the testimony of the witnesses as to when they saw the Moilad, the beginning of the new cycle. And based on the ruling of the Beis Din, of the Jewish tribunal, of the members of that court, they then declare when Rish Chodesh is. And therefore, based on that, the days of the month, whatever day Yom Tov is, and in this case, Rosh Hashanah. So Aleph, Tishrei, depends on Beis Din, in contrast to Shabbos, as we said, which Beis Din need not and cannot control when Shabbos is. Now through this day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, right in between these two very holy but very different types of Kedusha days, Erev Rosh Hashanah linking Shabbos on the one hand and Rosh Hashanah on the other, so there becomes the attachment and it sort of unites these two different themes. As the kedusha fun Shabbos v'siz lemaila mikol olamos, that the sanctity of Shabbos, which is higher and above and beyond all of the worlds, mikatsha v'kaima milamaila, it is sanctified from above. That nimshach k'moy shehi in Rosh Hashanah is drawn down as it is, without losing that status and that approach and level of sanctity. It's mikatsha v'kaima. As such, it comes down into Rosh Hashanah. And so too, on the other side. What becomes revealed by linking Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah is that it shows us and it reveals how every single Jew actually becomes the master, being that, as we said earlier in the Sicha at length, that he is a melech, every Jew is the king. So he actually has control over Shabbos, when he's mashpia in Shabbos, and actually influences and gives to Shabbos. Bees to the extent, v'yeder yidveret palabos, of bringing them yom shekul, such to the extent that every Jew becomes the master over not only Shabbos, but bringing the ultimate Shabbos, which is as is referred to at the end of Tractate Tamid, where the Mishnah speaks about the song of the Leviim that they would say on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, corresponding to the future, which is referred to as one long day when it's all Shabbos and rest and tranquility for all eternity. Ubifratius Yaiser, and in more detail, Bikvius Shana Zoi, in the calendar setup of this year, Hotman di Maila, we have the advantage, as Rishashana kumt in Ahemshech Funderai Specialeteg Nochanant, that Rishashana comes in a continuous state of three unique special days consecutively. And in footnote 62, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references the Fabrengen from the day before. We spoke at length about that on Shabbos Fabrengen, the previous day. And that is, Aleph, A, Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Shabbos, that's the first of the special days. Farbunden mit yom shekule Shabbos u'menucha l'chaya ha'olamim, which is associated with, as we just said, every Shabbos is connected with the ultimate Shabbos, the one long eternal day of the eternal Shabbos day. Beis B, Erev Rosh Hashanah. This day of Erev Rosh Hashanah is, in its own right, a special day. B'yom Rishon b'Shavua, that in this Kvius, it's the first day of the week, which is referred to in the Torah, in the story of creation, as Yom Echad, as one day, in contrast to all the other days, where there's second, third, fourth. This is not called the first day, but it's called one day. And the Medrash explains, and Rashi brings it down, Al Shem, Vasakadosh Baruch Hu, Haya Yachid Ba'ilamai, because on that day, Hashem was the singular, was the only one in his world that he has just created. In other words, every Sunday brings out the concept of Achdus Hashem, that Hashem is the only one in the world. V'inyan ze, fun yem rishon d'maisa b'reish. As it's this idea that we just explained, that the original first day of the week, Hashem being the only one in the world, actually repeats itself every single Sunday. V'mezetes in Shirei Shel Yoim, as we see this expressed in the song of the day that the Leviim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash when the Karban Tamid was brought daily, that each day they would say a different chapter from Tehillim. Vasmezak demolt, and on Sunday every week they would say the chapter which has in it the verse LaHashem Haaretz Umaloya, that to Hashem is the earth and all that is in it. Uvadgasha Yisera, and with more emphasis, when the Yom Rishon is Erev Rosh Hashanah, when this Sunday, when this first day of the week is actually Erev Rosh Hashanah. Bostemolt, that then what happens on Rosh Hashanah is, to quote from our Musaf prayer on Rosh Hashanah, taken from the Gemara in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, Ze hayoim tchilas ma'isecha zikaron l'yom rishon. This day of Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of your actions, Hashem. It is a remembrance for the first day of creation. Gimel, C, Reish Hashanah. So after we have Shabbos, which is a special day in its own right, after we have Sunday, Erev Reish Hashanah, which is a special day in its own right, we then come to Rosh Hashanah itself. B'yom Sheni B'Shavu, on the second day of the week, Monday. Vas B'yom Zeh, Nivras Machlekes. That on this day, division was created. as the Medrash says and the Zohar says. Now, generally speaking, we say that in a negative connotation. However, here, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is going to explain it in the positive. Machleikes l'mal yusa, division in the positive. Machleikes l'shem shamayim, to use the words of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that there is such a thing of a machleikes, of a dispute, of a division, which is for the sake of heaven. V'machleikes shamay v'hillel, as the Mishnah there gives the classical example of the dispute between Shammai and Hillel. V'soif alis kayim, and the Mishnah there says that ultimately it will continue and it will exist and prevail forever. Now, if it's something negative, we don't have a perfect time of Mashiach. And yet the Mishnah tells us that a machloikes l'shem shamayim, such as Shammai and Hillel, is going to exist forever. And that's because it is all good and all positive. It's a machloikes in the greatest way. Sai dimayla fun Shammai gvura. We're going to have, for all eternity, the advantage and the superior quality of Shammai, which is namely the holy Sphira and the holy mode of Gevura, strength. Unsai dimayla fun Hillel, chesed. And also, together with that at the same time, we will also have that advantage and superiority of Hillel, which is the Sphira of chesed, which is kindness. And these two points of Gevura and chesed are what the Pasuk says that we spoke about earlier. V'shavtu ha'eda din goymer, that the congregation will judge, that's the idea of judgment, of Gevura. V'tzilu ha'eda, and they will save, that's chesed. Dur hakech naile mishnehem, and how do you have both of them? How can they coexist? That is by having power and an energy which actually transcends and is higher than both of them. Vosizei mechaber, and therefore it has the ability and the strength to actually unite these two. And that is the keach fun Moshe. That is the koyach, the strength of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what does Moshe stand for? Rashi Tevois, the name Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, is an acronym. Moshe Shammai Hillel. He in fact is the first redeemer and he is the final redeemer, because Moshe is higher than Chesed, higher than Gvura, and therefore he is able to unite the two, that they should coexist as one. Vastasis noisaf after Milo Mishuleshes Funderishana Chadosha. And this is in addition to the threefold, to the triple advantage of the perfection that this new year has. Namely, Shana Tmima, it's a perfect complete year because it's a Shnasa Ibur. It is a Jewish leap year with 13 months, an additional month. Shana Shlema, it is a perfect complete year, a full year, Cheshvan v'Kislev Malei, because both months, Cheshvan and Kislev, are complete, have 30 days each. Un Tmimois b'shleimus fun sheva shabbosis tmimois, and it is whole and complete of counting Sfiras HaOmer, beginning at the beginning of the week on Sunday and concluding on Shabbos for 7 full weeks. V'geret Frier, as we spoke earlier, and this again is referring to the previous Sicha that day, where the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach said after the Hataras Nedarim. Siv tes, di Rashi Teves fun de Mispar Hashana, the acronym of the number of this year in letters, which is namely Hey Tovshin Nun Beis, 5,752. But in letters, that is Hey Tov Shin Nun Beis. Those five letters. Hobeniden Kevea Given. Jews have established that it stands for Hoyotehei Shnas Niflois Bakoil. It shall in fact be the year of wonders in all, in everything. Niflois Bakoil meint bepashtus, wonders in all means simply put, as is well in Zion, that there will be Hayotehei, L'shoin Havtacha, U'l'shoin Tzivu Yunusin Askayach. It will be, it shall be, which contains in it a language, an expression of a guarantee, of a promise, and a language of command, and therefore giving the strength. Niflois in alts, wonders in everything, in alin yonim fundem yor, in all matters of the year. Vastos is durch dem was es kumt tekef umiyad di geula mitis vashlema. And this is accomplished. How will we have wonders in all aspects and in everything over the year? That is through the fact that the true and complete redemption comes immediately. We then have wonders in all. And to explain this, what we just said. Bakoil, the word bakoil, in all, bavaist, represents Aftachlis Shleimus Abracha, the ultimate perfection of blessing. Kelo di Shleimus fun Geulo Amitis Vashleima, which includes the perfection and the completion of the true and complete redemption. Vichazal Zogin, as our sages of blessed memory say, this is referring to the Gemara in Bava Basra, as Shleisha Hit'imon Ha'ein Ha'olam Haba. There were three individuals that Hashem gave them to taste during this lifetime, in this world, a miniature, a foretaste of the world to come. Eluhain, says the Gemara, and these are they. Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yankiv. Our three forefathers. And it brings a proof for each one of these. Avraham, where do we find that Hashem gave Avraham the future? Dichsiv Bey, for it says with regards to Avraham, Bakoil, it uses the word Bakoil, in all. Yitzchak, and where do we find that Yitzchak was blessed with everything? And on that, footnote 76 points out to Reb Melech HaMashiach to take note that Yitzchak specifically is connected with the future to come, as the Gemara elsewhere in Shabbos says that in the future we will specifically call Yitzchak Avinu, our forefather. Dichsiv Bey, for it says with regards to Yitzchak, Mikoil, from all. The Yankiv, and where do we find that by Yankiv Avinu, he has a reference to all? Dichsiv Bey, Koil, for it says with regards to him the word all. So we find thus, by the Avos, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, in all, from all. Thus haste, this means to say, as Bakoil is farbunden mit der Shleimus von Olam Haba, that according to this Gemara, Bakoil in all is associated, is connected with the perfection of the world to come, of the future time, namely the Geula Amitis Vashleima, the true and complete redemption. Vostemelt vet men habin koil alts bishleimus, then we will have everything. All matters, everything will be complete and perfect. Uvesheirish ha'inyanim, and to go to the root of these matters, to the source. Koil, keitafti heisfirois. The word koil actually refers to the five Kabbalistic spheroids. Vazayin and koil al spheroids, and these five include in them all of the spheroids. And the five that we're referring to, fun chesed biz hoid, are from the sphera of chesed through hoid. V'zeishtein b'shleimus kol echad kol u'meyaser, as they find themselves in a complete, perfect way, how each one of them is incorporated and included and comprised of 10. For we know that the shleimus of everything is number 10. So if you have five, so you have it. Is dos begimatria koil Chamishim. So that then equals the numerical value of the letters Koil, Chaf, Lamed, which of course is 50. Un ba koil, mi koil koil, and putting these three words together as they appear in the Torah by the Avos, is vidishleimus fun koil, that represents how the completion and perfection of koil, which is geula redemption, veret nimshach is comes down in ale gimel kavin, in all three avenues, keneged de gimel avos, corresponding to the three avos, the three forefathers, velchazayin and koil ale pratim, which they of course include all details. There's the right, the left, and the center. So they include everything. And that's why we have three words, not just Bakoil, which is redemption, but Bakoil Mikoil Koil. Vibaldas Yeder Yid. Since every Jew, Anoshim, Noshim Vataf, men, women, and children, is a Yerish, Fun Ale, Un Yederin, Fun Digimul Avos, is an heir of all and of each of the three forefathers. Un Yeder Yid, Hotin Zich Ale Drayovis, and every single Jew has within them all three avos. Is farshtandik, so it's understood, as yeder yid bakumt bepashtus, bakoil mikoil koil, that every single Jew receives, simply put, in the most literal sense, everything, bakoil mikoil koil, because these are the three words that are referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we have all of them. The Yederer Zogt in Siyum von Birkas HaMozoin, as everyone says, at the conclusion, at the end of the Birkas HaMozoin of the grace after meal. And to quote, Kimeshe Beirach Es Aveisenu, as he has blessed our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yankiv, Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil, Kein Yivarech Eisanu, so he shall bless us, Kulonu Yachad, all of us together, bivracha shleima, with a complete blessing. Uve pashtus, and to put this in simple terms, as yeder yid bakumt, bakoil, mikoil, koil, beruchnius, that every Jew receives all in its complete, full entirety, with all three expressions, spiritually, un bakoil, mikoil, koil, begashmius, and complete everything again with all of its three expressions of all tirulipirushim shebadavar, with all the interpretations in it. On ebendik fundem pirush haikri, beginning with the main interpretation, as nachin di letzte regoim fun galus, that yet still in the final moments of exile, so yeder yid habin bakoil mikoil koil, that every Jew should have all, in all, with all, as ale zayne inyonim, that all of his matters, zolin zayn, shall be, boifen achi toiv, v'achi mushlam, in the greatest possible way, in the best way, in the most perfect way. Loi chasru shum toiva, they were lacking no good, they were not lacking anything, as Rashi brings down on the Gemara there, which speaks about the Ovis having Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, that nothing good is lacking. V'oid v'iker, and furthermore, and this is the main point, as das brengt gleich tachlis ashlemus fun Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, that this immediately brings the ultimate, complete perfection of all, the geula amitis vashlema, the true and completely perfect redemption. Uve pashtus, uve gashmius, and simply put, and physically put, behesen zu birkas hamazon fun Eden, in accordance with the birkas hamazon, the grace after meal of the Jewish people. Footnote 82, to point out that this is the only blessing that is biblical. The only obligation that one has to ever say verbally a blessing to Hashem is the blessing after one is satiated from eating a meal. And also according to the opinions that the Birchas HaTorah, the blessing that we have to say prior to studying Torah, is also biblical. However, that's not connected to the physical part of the world in Eretz Yisrael, as is the Birchas HaMozen, because that's for actually getting the physical land and for benefiting and eating food physically. So even according to the opinion that Birchas HaTorah is also biblical, however, there still is this advantage bringing it down to Gashmias when it comes to Birchas HaMozen. V'mebet ba'koil mikoil koil, where we ask Hashem to bless us with all. V'yochalto v'savoto, and you shall eat and be satiated. U'v'irachto es Hashem alikecha, and you shall then bless Hashem al ha'aretz atev asher nosan loch, for the good land which He has given you. As mebakum teretz yisrael b'pashtus, that we receive our most, meaning to say that we're associating ba'koil mikoil koil, which is the way we say it in our benching, in the grace after eating, and in the mitzvah of benching after eating is for the land. So we receive the land. V'tekef, boifen shel yerusha v'kibush v'chalukas ha'aretz, and immediately, in a manner of inheritance, and conquering it, the conquest, and the division of the land. When all Yidden gefinnen sich dort, ish tachas kafnoi v'sachas te'inosoi, and every Jew is found there, to borrow the term from the verse in Melachim Aleph, where it speaks about how the Jewish people were back then, and surely this is how it's going to be in the future, that each person is under, is able to sit in tranquility under his vine and under his fig tree. Begiulo hamitis v'hashlema, in the true and complete redemption. Uboifen, and in a manner, as does peilt eich afenovar, that it also has an effect on the past. As afalpi v'sperega zemamish, is Mashiach adayin leiba, that although in this very instant, this moment right now, Mashiach as of yet has not yet come, is bishaser v'tkumen beregel achrize, but when he's going to come the very next moment, v'ter ibermachen, he is going to transform, durch hereinstellen dem Aleph von Alufei shel Olam, by placing the letter Aleph, which is representing Hashem, the chief, the master of the world, that's the Aleph. Oich, the regoim shelifneze. So he's then going to transform also the moments prior to this, fun goyla of exile, azay zon zayn achelik fun geula, that they too should become and be part of the redemption. When you place the aleph in goyla, it turns into geula, and it's not only from that moment and on, but it actually transforms the goyla itself, the galus of the past. Seif yud ulasikum. And to summarize what we've said until now, Steyendik in dem Yom Skula von Erev Reish Hashanah Hei Tovshin Nun Beis, as we find ourselves currently in this special auspicious time of Erev Rosh Hashanah of the year 5752, Hoyot Heish Nas Niflois Bakoil, which is the acronym of it shall in fact be the year of wonders in all. And as we are at the very end and at the conclusion of the month of Elul, Rashi Tevois, Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li, which is the acronym of the words from Shir Hashirim, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me, meaning I the Jew am with Hashem, and Hashem is with me. With all five acronyms of Elul, keneged digimul kavim v'amudim fun teira avoida u'gmilus chasodim u'nshuva u'giula, which corresponds to the three pillars of teira study, of avoida, service, which would refer to prayer, and gemilus chasadim, charitable acts of kindness, and teshuvah, returning to Hashem, and geula, redemption. That each one of those has an acronym which spells out Elul. Izazichere zach. So it is absolutely certain. As shteyendik in a matzav fun v'doidi li, that as we find ourselves in a state of V'doidi li, my beloved is to me, Hashem is turning and facing and giving to every Jew. Ben shterei b'shter, yeder yid, Hashem blesses every Jew. Un ale yidin, and all Jews, noch in Chedesh Elul, yet in this month of Elul, as we currently are still in, mit bakoil, mikoil, koil, with granting him absolutely everything. And as we say in the third bracha of the Birchas Hamazon, miyodoi hameleya, hapsucha, hakadesha, viharchava, from his full, open, holy, broad hand, saibruchnius und saibegashmius. And this applies spiritually, we're granted everything, and physically, materially, we're granted everything. Und sai shneim yachad, and also the two together, spiritual and physical. Bees in anoifen azeveren einzach, so much so to the extent that they actually become one, and we do not separate any longer, and we don't make the split between spiritual and physical. And based on the legal ruling that we mentioned above of the tour, on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the day preceding Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people wear white garments, they enwrap themselves in white. Is muvan, it is understood, as noch be'erev Rosh Hashanah, that yet still on erev Rosh Hashanah, ba'kumt min shoyin di aschala, we already receive the beginning fun ale hamshaches v'ashpois v'oires of all godly revelations and godly flows and energy and lights, v'alachas kama v'chama, and how much more so ale koiches, we receive all strengths, sai beruchnius, sai begashmius, spiritually as well as physically. V'oid v'hu ha'ikar. And furthermore, and this is the main point, as tekef umiyad mamish, that immediately, literally, immediately, and the word miyad emphasized, as we spoke about earlier, be'erev Reish Hashanah zeh, on this very day of this eve of Rosh Hashanah, yei muledes fun tzemach tzedek, the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, Veret Nisgale Moshiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Moshiach becomes revealed, Be'oifen Fun Mare Be'etzboi Voimer Zeh, in a manner that one points his finger and says, this, you're able to see him in the most revealed way, and you can actually point your finger and say, here he is. Otis Moshiach, here is Moshiach, the way he is called Tzemach. Ot is Moshiach, v'yervet ongerufen tzedek. Here is Moshiach, the way he is referred to and called tzedek. Ot is Moshiach, v'yervet ongerufen Yosef Yitzchak. Here is Moshiach, the way he is referred to as Yosef Yitzchak, der nomen von kveit kedushas moiri v'chami admin asidereinu, the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the leader of our generation. So here the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is pointing out very clearly that one of the ways to call Moshiach is by the name of the Rebbe. He's referring to the Rebbe Rayatz, Yosef Yitzchak. V'oid v'ikar, and furthermore, and this is a main point, Ot is Moshiach, here is Moshiach, v'yervelton gerufin David Malka Meshicha, the way he is referred to as David King Moshiach. Zuzamen, to get Goyal Rishon uGoyal Achrein, the first Redeemer is the final Redeemer. Zuzamen mit Yisrael HaBal Shem Tov, together with Yisrael the Baal Shem Tov, un alle Rabbeisenu Nesiyenu, and all of our Rabbeim, the leaders. Ubaifin fun miyad kanal sif zayin, and in the way of miyad immediately, as we said above in section 7, tekef umiyad mamush, literally immediately. Uve pashtus, and to put this in simple terms, as vayelech yeder yid un ali yidin fun galus in geula mitis vashleim adem mashiach tzidkenu, that we go as the word of this parsha, vayelech, we travel, every Jew and all Jews from exile to the true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. L'mato me'asarot tfachim, which is a term used for meaning down here, not in some spiritual lofty or high level, or not in some allegoric way, or not in some symbolic way, but down here, beneath 10 handbreadths, which means on this physical world. Un vayelech al yidin, and again vayelech all Jews, binareinu vizkeinenu gemer bibaneinu bibneisenu, with our youth and our elders, our sons and our daughters. Tekef umiyad, immediately. Haru imanane shmaya, quoting the verse from Daniel, which speaks about the form and the way Mashiach will come swiftly, with the clouds of heaven, miraculously flying on the clouds of heaven. In Eretz HaKodesh, we immediately fly to the Holy Land. Umpravitor Rosh Hashanah, and we will celebrate there in Eretz HaKodesh Rosh Hashanah. Undartin Gufa, and there itself, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, in the holy city of Yerushalayim, Bihar HaKodesh, in the holy temple mount, Beveis HaMikdash HaShlishi VaMeshulash, in the third and threefold Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Adnei Keinenu Yodecha, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is referred to as the temple which was established by Hashem himself with his hands. Undartin Gufa, and within this third divine Beis HaMikdash itself, in Kedesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies, within that Beis HaMikdash. V'eskefintzich v'reven ha'shasiyah shememena hush sasoylam, in which is found over there the foundation stone from which the entire world received its sustenance and was created. The Reven Ashasia, Velcher Steit Gans Uve Golui, Oich Bizman Hazeh, it is that stone which is complete and is revealed even nowadays. Bli Shinuyim, without any changes, it exists and it's revealed and it goes through no change or transformation. In Makim Kedesh HaKadoshim Beveis HaMikdash, and it is in the place of the Holy of Holies in the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash. Vos Teriber Farstarktos Titaina Untvia Fun Yidin, and therefore this strengthens the complaint and the demand of Jews after Geula for the redemption. Tainendik, claiming and complaining as now already we see in a revealed way in this lowly physical world this stone, the rock, the foundation stone, and that is the foundation of the entire physical world now as well. For it remained complete and intact without any changes in Zamen mitem Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and together with the third Beis HaMikdash, Veret Mekuyam, becomes fulfilled that which the verse in Hosea states, Bayem HaShlishi Yikimenu V'nichya Lefanov. On the third day, He will raise us up and we shall live before Him. Chayim amitiyim v'nitzchiyim, true and eternal life. On ebendik fun chayim kipshutam, beginning with life in the most simple literal sense. Namely, aksiva v'chasim ateva l'chol echad v'achas mi'Yisrael, to be written and inscribed for good for every single individual Jew. Mitchayim bepashtus, with life in the most simple literal sense. Aguf bari, a healthy body. Una neshama bria, and a healthy soul. Sai begashmius, sai beruchnius, physically and spiritually. Untekef umiyad mamish, and literally, immediately, vertos alts Ibergetrogin in Eretz HaKodesh, all of this becomes transported to our holy land, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, to the holy city of Yerushalayim, Lahar HaKodesh, to the holy temple mount, LeBeis HaMikdash HaShlishi, to the third holy temple, in the Geulo HaShlishis, in the third redemption, Velchiz Oich Koilo, the Geulo HaSiris, which also includes the tenth redemption. Geulo Sheina Achareha Golus, the redemption which has no exile that follows it, in contrast to all the previous redemptions that were followed ultimately by exile, whereas this final redemption is the ultimate and eternal redemption which has no exile to follow. V'mezok des eich in seder shel Pesach, as we say this by the seder of Pesach. V'skimitzeis chameretz mitzrayim arenu niflois, that as the verse states, that just like the days that I took you out of Egypt, so I will show you wonders by the future redemption. So the Geula through Mashiach is associated with the Geula that we celebrate on Pesach from the Exodus of Egypt. V'oid v'ikar, and furthermore, and this is a primary point, tekef u'miyad mamish, literally immediately, u'bifrat, as mishteitin ayem skula fun erev Rosh Hashanah mit ale zayne mailes, and particularly since we currently find ourselves in the, with all of its great superior qualities and all of its unique ideas, ubifrat, and particularly as yeder ervet zicher uisnutzen dem tog af meisif zayn in inyanei tzedaka un in kama inyanim toivim, and being that everybody will certainly utilize this day in adding in matters of charity and in many good, positive matters. Uvimyuchad, and particularly, especially, in dem inyan shazman grama, in that which is timely, yoyim uledes fun tzemach tzedek, that it is the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, durch lernen miteirasoi und mekayim zayin heiraisov, by learning from his teachings and fulfilling his directives, his instructions. V'kaamur, and as mentioned, b'yoyim ze atzmoi, on this very day itself, zol kumen digiula amitis v'ashlema al yidei Moshiach tzidkenu, that on this day itself, the true and complete redemption should come through our righteous Mashiach, tekef umiyad mamish, literally, immediately. Yechi Adonenu, Meireinu, V'Rabbeinu, Melech HaMashiach, Le'elam Voed.